Mariano, who he shares two children with. The judge had to interject to calm the courtroom and raw emotion.
President Trump signs an executive order to make in vitro fertilization more affordable.
The order directs his administration to find ways to reduce the high costs of IVF for Americans struggling with fertility.
These are treatments that have become unaffordable for many Americans.
White House Staff Secretary Will Scharf.
The executive order is a directive to the Domestic Policy Council to examine ways to make IVF and other fertility treatments more affordable.
Health insurance companies are not currently required to cover IVF treatments, which can cost tens of thousands of dollars. Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Bismarck, North Dakota hit a record minus 39 degrees today. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson has the latest on snowfall hitting the Midwest and the South.
Right now, we are seeing the heaviest snow from Tulsa up through Kansas City and the St. Louis southern suburbs. Further to the south, at a place like Little Rock, we're actually seeing some sleet, maybe some freezing rain mixing in there. As the night goes on, that storm system does move to the east, and you're seeing snow not only in Kentucky, but it is far south as Nashville, Tennessee could pick up 2 to 3 inches of snow.
A new study finds eating yogurt regularly may help protect against certain types of aggressive colon cancers. Researchers found lower rates of the cancer in people who ate 2 or more servings a week, says Harvard Medical School's Dr. Shoji Ogino.
We recommend unsweetened plain yogurt. And there are tons of products loaded with sugar, which has a bad health effect.
The Vatican says Pope Francis has pneumonia in both of his lungs. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco is in Rome with more on the health setback.
The respiratory infection the Pope is now suffering from requires the use of cortisone antibiotic treatment. The 88-year-old Pope was admitted Friday into Rome's Gemelli Hospital after his week-long bronchitis took a turn for the worse.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris has signed with CAA for representation. The agency will help her with speaking engagements and publishing. CAA previously represented Harris when she was a U.S. senator. Just 2 weeks ago, the agency said it had also signed former President Joe Biden. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Experts sounding the alarm on a shortage of medical oxygen.
More than 370 million people worldwide need oxygen as part of their medical care, but a new report says fewer than 1 in 3 of them receives it. The report in the Lancet Global Health Journal says there's a worldwide shortage, and people in low and middle income nations are hit hardest. Producing medical oxygen and adapting hospitals so they can deliver it easily is not cheap. The report suggests an investment of $6.8 billion is needed. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Saturday Night Live will follow up its 50th anniversary celebrations with new shows and some familiar faces. Lady Gaga is doing double duty as musical guest and host. That's on March 8th. Her second appearance as SNL host and 5th as its musical guest will come the day after her new album, Mayhem, drops. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Cold weather advisory in effect until 10 a.m. Wednesday. In the overnight, a few clouds around, lows near zero, but wind chills between 10 and 15 below, a light northwest breeze. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies and highs in the mid-teens. Right now, it's 1.
WRJN. dress the other night. Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
sits on the dock, a fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter,
Come on down. Free.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Good golly, Miss Molly, sure like the ball. Good golly, Miss Molly. cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, the girls can't stand her cause she walks, looks and drives like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the 8500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away. Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all through.
You shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do now.
Right now you shouldn't
and
lie.
We'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down
on my knees,
would you make me beg you pretty please?
Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down
for 400 years.
Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money.
I want to do. I've got love enough for two.
shouldn't have been a mess in. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Yeah.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. My lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold, I throw. Everything looks worse in black and white.
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
Two girls for every boy.
Girl, every day of my life, I wanna thank you. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Arctic air gripping the plains has broken cold weather records in North Dakota, and it will remain dangerously cold, as we hear from KMTV meteorologist Tim Schmidt in Omaha.
This is stuff that you really need to be paying attention to. Make sure that you are bundled up, hats, scarves. Make sure your ears are covered up, too. Minus 10 will be the temperature in the morning. We do get into some afternoon sunshine, but it's still a frigid day on Wednesday with highs only near 3 degrees in the afternoon. And those wind chills around minus 20 to minus 30 for Wednesday morning and again on Thursday morning.
A Los Angeles jury has found rapper ASAP Rocky not guilty of firing a handgun at a former friend back in 2021. Here's CBS News correspondent Elise Preston.
The defense stemmed from the gun in question being a prop gun. His attorneys accused the victim, Terrell Efron, of perjury and extortion. ASAP Rocky and his family left the courtroom surrounded by supporters.
In an interview on Fox News' Hannity, Elon Musk defended the way the rapid and sweeping cuts his Doge task force is making.
What we're finding is that there's an unelected bureaucracy. Speaking of unelected, there's a vast federal bureaucracy that is implacably opposed to the president and the cabinet.
At a Florida press conference, President Trump talked about U.S. negotiations with Russia over Ukraine. Ukraine is not represented in those talks in Saudi Arabia, which Trump addressed.
I hear that, you know, they're upset about not having a seat. Well, they've had a seat for 3 years and a long time before that. This could have been settled very easily.
CBS's Nancy Cortes is following the talks on Ukraine.
What has caused such great concern for the Ukrainians is either the president or some of his top officials saying things like NATO membership is not going to be in the cards for Ukraine coming out of these negotiations, or saying Ukraine is not going to go back to its original borders. It's going to have to give up some territory.
Israeli media report Israel will receive the bodies of 4 or 5 dead hostages from Hamas on Thursday.
That would include Shiri Bibas, who was seized on the 7th of October along with her husband Yarden, who was released earlier this month, but also their two sons, Ariel, who was just 4 years old when he was kidnapped on the 7th of October,
BBC's,
and Kafir, who was just 9 months old. They are the two youngest hostages who were taken on the 7th of October.
BBC's Mark Lowen reporting from Jerusalem. The Vatican says 88-year-old Pope Francis has developed pneumonia in both his lungs. A statement from a spokesman said, quote, the Holy Father's clinical condition continues to present a complex picture, adding the Pope is in good spirits. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
The head of a college Republican club has had to resign over remarks he made about President Trump's youngest son.
In an interview with Vanity Fair, Kaya Walker, the president of NYU's College Republicans of America chapter, said Barron Trump is sort of an oddity on campus. He goes to class, he goes home. The CRA's national leadership jumped on the remarks, denouncing them as inappropriate against the values and principles of the organization. CRA President Will Donahue says the president's son represents the future of of the conservative movement, and they'd be honored to have him join the group. When college is in session, 18-year-old Barron lives at Trump Tower in Manhattan. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
The starting line of this year's Iditarod sled dog race has moved from Anchorage to Fairbanks because there wasn't enough snow along the 20-mile stretch between the two cities. The start is now March 3rd. 33 teams heading toward the finish in Nome. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Cold weather advisory in effect until 10 a.m. Wednesday. In the overnight, a few clouds around, lows near zero, but wind chills between 10 and 15 below. A light northwest breeze. On Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies and highs in the mid-teens. Right now,